my name is Ina. I work as a tour guide during the summer in the town called Honningsvåg. Honningsvåg is a small city situated on an island called Magerøya. In Finnmark, the northernmost county in Norway. You might have heard about the North Cape, and that is mostly where I take my visitors. I work as a guide during the summer because in the wintertime, I study economy. During the summer months, over 200,000 tourists visit the North Cape every year. I love working as a guide because then I get a chance to show people from all around the world the most beautiful island in the world. People visiting Honningsvåg mostly arrive by cruise ship, bus or the coastal steamer. Every day me and my colleagues take passengers from the coastal steamer or cruise ship to the North Cape. On the way there, they get a chance to see the beautiful nature surrounding us. Up here we have an Arctic climate. When we drive up to the North Cape, people are always stunned by the fact that we don't have any trees. If you want to see some trees, you have to go about 150 kilometers further south. The tourists also get a chance to see the reindeers. During the summer months, the reindeers visit the island because the pasture here is very good for the reindeers. They arrive in April and leave in September. During the winter, we have a lot of snow. Because of that, they can't find any food. And therefore they have to leave for an area nearby the Finnish border to find food and to survive. The visitors on my tours also get a chance to meet some Sami people. The Sami is a native people of Norway, and their culture is based on the nature and what it can provide for them. They own the reindeer visiting Magerøya, and they follow them here in the summer and back again when winter is on its way. People have been visiting the North Cape for decades, because they want to experience the Arctic and the northernmost point of Europe. But I'll tell you one thing. North Cape is actually not the northernmost point of Europe. It's in fact a small spot about 150 meters further north, called Knutalodden. But the North Cape has always been the symbol of the end of the world, and that is because of its spectacular view over the ocean. The next stop after the North Cape is the North Pole. If you don't get to meet me as your guide, I might be the one serving you the northernmost beer in a pub called The Brewery. I hope to see you in Honningsvåg soon.